Welcome back to Giants.com. My name is John Schmelk, and today's Giants Insider, I think, is the only NBC employee that is not in London for the Olympics, and that's Peter King. Peter, welcome.
And I had a chance to go there. I blew it.
Really?
I wanted to go around the country and go to Albany and Cortland and Flagstaff, Arizona. And no, I'm touring camps and having a good time.
Well, when you go to Giants camp up here in Albany, what is it you're looking for out of the Super Bowl champions?
Solitude. I mean, that's what I'm seeing, you know. I think it's really interesting. This is probably about the most anonymous. It's amazing. It's a New York team. And, you know, it's like the Giants went 6-10 last year or something. That, you know, it's like they're just another team. It's just another year. So I think that's kind of the way that, you know, John Mara, Steve Tisch, and Jerry Reese and Tom Coughlin like it, you know. But I think one of the things that you look for here is you sort of look for, you know, what the Giants have done differently, who the Giants are going to be employing differently. You look at a guy like Ruben Randall, who may have to play a prominent role in the receiving game and, you know, came in probably a lot more prepared than a lot of people with the Giants might have thought. And, you know, you think of Prince Amukamara, who, you know, they drafted last year and didn't really get any sort of return for their investment last year. And he's a guy who long term they really need to be a good corner in a division that has, you know, it's going to have Robert Griffin III. It's going to have Tony Romo, Mike Vick. I mean, they've got six games a year against what probably are going to be high-quality quarterbacks. So those are a few of the things you look for. But what's the big story is how quiet it is, really.
And you're right. That's exactly what everybody likes it up here. They can have the headlines up there in Cortland. As long as they have the rings here in Albany, that's what matters. You did mention some of the new players, and it's almost like the Giants had two draft class last year, this year. You had Prince last year, didn't really play much. Marvin Austin didn't play much, second-round pick. Then you have Gerald Jernigan, their third-round pick. He didn't play a whole lot.
Right.
Then you throw in David Wilson this year with Ruben Randall. They really have some young weapons that could be a big factor this year.
And I think one of the things about, you talk about this year's one, and when you lose, one of the hallmarks of this regime and any good regime in the NFL is when you lose a player who's a good contributing player, as Brandon Jacobs was. And, you know, look, everybody knows that Jacobs wasn't in the last couple of years what everybody thought he could be or should be. But you bring in a guy who basically has been, I think, has even surprised some of the people who drafted him how quick he is, you know, and Wilson. And, you know, I haven't seen him yet. I'll see him out there. But I think that is an element of the Giants running game. You know, a really good playmaking third down back that, you know, you can't ask Ahmad Bradshaw, I think, in this day and age to take the punishment of blitz pickup and playing three downs. So I think it's best for him that Wilson work into some sort of role that, you know, that can be valuable for them.
He's throwing Eli Manning. Then he has two guys like Cruz and Nix to throw the ball to. Throwing Ruben Randall, maybe David Wilson, like you mentioned, he's looked great up here in camp. You'll see him later on today. That's a lot of weapons for a team that's known for running and defense. That's a high-powered offense right there.
You know, and not only that, but you always have to compare yourself to the teams you're going to play all the time. And right now, to me, I don't know that I could have said this a year ago because you didn't know what Victor Cruz would have become and you didn't have David Wilson on the team. But right now, the Giants' weapons, the Giants' skill players, with the exception of the tight end position, which is a total unknown, the Giants' skill players, I think they would probably take over any team in the division.
I agree. Peter, thanks a lot for the time.
All right, John. Thank you.
Peter King from NBC and, of course, Sports Illustrated. Don't miss his Monday Morning Quarterback Online every Monday morning. It's a must read. We'll see you next time right here on Giants.com.